with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. After worries about communist Chinese influence over the social media platform TikTok were voiced, President Trump is now taking a very different tack. He says that national security and privacy concerns related to TikTok and its Chinese parent company are overblown.
I think it's highly overrated. So TikTok, as you know, I use TikTok in the campaign. Somebody gave me, we had TikTok Jack, a young guy named TikTok Jack. Then I won the young people by 36 points. No Republican ever wins the young people, and I won it by a lot.
Congress approved a U.S. ban on TikTok unless its parent company ByteDance sold its controlling stake. But Trump has so far extended the deadline three times during his second term, with the next one coming up on September 17th. The FBI has searched the Maryland home and Washington office of John Bolton as part of an investigation into the handling of classified information.
Mr. Bolton had served in President Trump's first term for almost a year and a half as National Security Advisor, but clashed over policies pertaining to Iran, Afghanistan, and North Korea. Subsequently, Mr. Bolton faced scrutiny over a book he wrote about his time in government, which officials claimed disclosed classified information. The Justice Department abandoned a lawsuit in 2021 and dropped a separate grand jury investigation. George Williams, Washington.
A tour bus returning to New York from Niagara Falls has crashed on an interstate highway, killing and injuring multiple people. The accident happened Friday near Pembroke, about 25 miles east of Buffalo. Good day on Wall Street as the Dow was up by 846 points. The Nasdaq rose 396. The S&P 500 advanced 96. This is SRN News. A Texas judge blocks a Ten Commandments law. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The measure requires that every school post a copy of the Decalogue, but U.S. District Judge Fred Beery has granted an injunction on behalf of a group of plaintiffs. Beery says the display of the commandments violates the so-called separation of church and state and peppered his decision with personal opinions, such as his belief that religion was created by man because he fears death. Commandments laws in Kentucky and Louisiana have also been struck down. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
One of Sweden's most beloved wooden churches has been moved as part of the relocation of the town of Kiruna. It's happening because the world's largest underground iron ore mine is threatening to swallow the town. Thousands of visitors descended on the small metropolis north of the Arctic Circle to watch the Kiruna Swedish Lutheran Church's relocation this week atop a giant wheeled platform. This is SRN News. Flight attendants at both U.S. regional and legacy airlines say they're frustrated by what they call low wages and long-standing airline practices of not paying them during the boarding process.
Air Canada flight attendants recently went on strike, highlighting these wage and practice issues. But U.S. flight attendants have found themselves locked in contract negotiations for years. A nearly century-old law in the U.S. makes it very difficult for airline workers to legally go on strike. Meanwhile, U.S. flight attendants claim their wages have failed to keep pace, despite their jobs becoming more demanding in recent years.
That's correspondent Andrew Stewart. U.S. flight crews say they've had to deal with fuller planes and faster turnarounds. Eric Menendez, one of two brothers convicted of murdering their parents, has been denied parole. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.